I think all that beeping out there means the bread is done. Congratulations to Stephen and his horde of bread-making idiots who seem to somehow get it right and made a damn nice loaf of bread. So it smells pretty good, too, right now. And we're also cooking fajitas from the original recipe from a woman called Rosanna.
And the Rosanna. Yeah, it's a great fajita recipe. It's got a lot of cool things in it, like Dijon mustard, Worcestershire sauce. Yes, that's how you pronounce it, Worcestershire sauce. Not Worcestershire.
Well, that all sounds really good to me. Being at one point I was essentially a Romanian vampire, now I actually enjoy the better things of life, now that I stopped feeding on other beings. Although I'm proud to say I never harmed a child. I never wanted to in life as a puppeteer, and that was one of the things that I did. And now I look exactly like what you would see if you saw a Nosferatu. You know, the bald-headed vampire from the early, you know, 1900s that they had that was characterized. Well, those were real beings, by the way. They said that they were method actors and that that it was all stage and they were really well-dressed and they'd walk around and pretend to be always as a vampire. They'd live as a vampire. The reason why they created that term is because they used real vampires back then. Sorry, people, that's how it went. And then, of course, they would put a few little stage props on them to make them look, you know, a little bit ridiculous. But essentially, they were the same thing. And that's what's going on today in the movies like Predator. Some of them are real reptilians underneath additional costumes and masks because the majority of a real reptilian, that's why that it all looks so real, because it is. It is real, a lot of that stuff. And, of course, there's a lot of movie magic that they add to it that's really amazing, too. And when you're done, it looks more realistic than just about anything you could ever see.
You know something? We were watching a movie the other day, and I knew, I just had this feeling, what were we watching? Predator. And I said to you guys, those look like reptilians to me.
Yeah.
With a mask on their faces.
And yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the guy there, I can't remember his name, who played Morpheus in The Matrix, he's in that movie too. He was like one of the lone survivors in that movie. It was pretty cool. And you should watch this stuff because they're pretty much telling you what they're doing to you right now, what they've done to other beings. And it's true that there are those that enjoy hunting humans.
Absolutely.
We've seen hunting parties of reptilians on this planet. You know, the elites get together and they shapeshift into what they really are, which is reptilians. And, you know, there have been those out there, for example, like Mr. Ryan, who've been screaming at the top of his lungs that all this crap has been going on and nobody's doing a damn thing about it. And he would be correctamundo. He would be right. So while we're exposing all of this stuff and having a great time here today on the Blogeth Talketh of Radio, I am Stephen A. Jones, your host, with a show called Spirit Airwaves. And we deeply love all of you. We do much more of this on our own website called WhenTheAncientsSpeak.com, a secure site for the most part. And we want you to stop by and take a peek and join our mailing list to get into the cutting room floor where we make MP3s like this every day. Sometimes we do multiple MP3s. And, of course, all of our loving members, and this is totally free, mwah, 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 mwah. And we thank all of those hardcore veterans that were around that helped us during the founding of this. Thank you all so very much. We owe you a great debt of gratitude, and we love all of you. And we've been doing this stuff for quite a few years. There's a new term, it's called Kelly binging. And what that means is they go to our YouTube channel and begin watching videos. And their mouth opens. And their jaw drops. And their jaw drops more. Then we get emails. Then we get more emails. Then we get, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. Then we get, oh my God, I can't believe this. Then they're like walking around stupefied because the information they hear there, you usually don't hear anywhere else, do they, Victoria, a.k.a. Aradil?
Yeah, not usually. But, you know, if sometimes it takes shock. And I want to say that some of this is just, you know, people, the only way that sometimes that they can manifest in their minds, what they believe is the truth is to mock those that are trying to tell it. So there's going to come times when you speak about our Creator. Yes, thanks, Ryan. And you talk about the truth about our Creator. There will always be those that will not be able to handle it. And in their own misgivings, I think that's a good word, they're going to mock you and make fun of you.
And you know, that's a terrible shame, because we should at least entertain individual thought. What happened to the day where people would just sit down and want to talk to each other? And just, you know, okay, this is what I think, okay? This is what I think. Well, I think you're crazy. Well, I think you're crazy. Well, maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle and settle some of these things. We damn well know they don't want that. And that's what they're really afraid of. And of course, there will be those that say, who are they, my good fellow? Well, I'll tell you who they are. They are the ruling class, the elite of all of the beings on this planet. And they have been hoodwinking humanity for literally generations. They've been doing resets on this planet so that we go from one very cool living environment to maybe another that's not quite so wonderful. They create your past, and they tell you this started all about 5 or 6,000 years ago, which is absolutely asinine, because we're digging up, like, fossils that have, you know, the fossils are like 2 or 3 billion years old, and they open them up and there's like circuit boards in them, okay?
Yeah, really.
Come on, people. I think we know that this civilization is one of many that have been reset, and where we are put into it and embedded into it, just like you're in the Matrix. And essentially, you are being used for the energy, the negative energy. That's what they're feeding off of. And you are a slave, Neo, a slave in your mind. And they have us imprisoned on this plane of existence, which is both as flat as a pancake and as round as a sphere, because it's all dimensional, and it all depends where you are in the Matrix at that time as to what you will experience or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And outer space ain't what they're telling you, neither.
No.
Oh, my goodness, have you got some fun stuff on your way, as the great reveal is about to happen, everybody.
We're not too far away. Just hang in there, guys. I know some days you're like, yeah. I hear this stuff all the time. Well,
yeah, well, they don't hear what we're saying. Hi, everybody. This is Chucy. Hello. And I'm dancing and happy to be on Spirit Airwaves. I know. Y'all think we're crazy. I don't care. But I wanted to just sort of sound off and say, listen, you might want to listen to what you're hearing. Listen, right? I know it gets annoying when people say, listen. That's because no one listens. No one, can you just hear what they're saying? Even if you don't believe this, even if you don't believe that I, Chucy, am a dragon.
And she is.
And part fae. I know you don't believe it, I know, because you were raised not to believe it. And I'm channeling through this guy, Michael, okay? And he's been doing this for years and years. It's just a blessing. He's a starseed. He's starting to open up more and more and more every day. I know it's cool to channel through him, because you get to know the stuff that he knows, and then you can say all kinds of cool stuff. And then I can take back that information to my friends that I know things now about Terra that a lot of our kind don't know. Because we're in what you would call a higher dimension. We live on a plane of existence called Faemoria.
They actually exist, guys. You don't have to believe this, but some of the ancient dragons that you've read about in fairy tales actually exists.
Yeah, and we were actually there at the beginning of creation, and now I hear everyone's all excited about dragons, and the real truth is starting to come out in movies, you know, and games and things like that. We think it's great. Why do you think it's coming out? Ask yourself that, What's that show that you guys watch, that series with the queen or the dragon lady there? What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Game of Thrones, right? Yeah, okay, you think all that's made up, don't you? You think it's all made up. They're telling you the truth, especially about the ice wall. Where do you find out about that? I know more on your planet about what's going on than most of you do.
Yeah, really, she does.
Okay? So I'm here to tell you, you guys, you need to listen to what we're telling you. Okay? Even if you don't believe it, if you don't believe, oh, she's not a dragon. This is ridiculous. It's all this dragon stuff going on. Well, why do you think it's going on? It's time to meet the neighbors, and some of us got wings. I'm a neighbor. I don't care if you believe it or not, but you should listen to what we're saying. Okay, I'm a neighbor. I'm your friend. I'm a neighbor. But you want to talk to me because you think I'm some kind of fantasy or fairy tale.
Or a worse demon.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one, too. And well, if I don't know what it is, I just call it a demon. Because a real loving, beautiful, almighty God would create a world full of demons. Yeah, and nothing good, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been hoodwinked. You've been lied to since day one. Almost all of your religions are created so that they would imprison you. Yeah, that's what they've done. They've turned you into a big, fat dummy. You're a big, fat dummy. Sorry. I mean, most of you really are big and fat anyhow, right? Because that's what they've done to you. They poison your food. You swell up like a balloon. Hey, listen, you might want to listen to what's going on so you can survive this. Because if you don't survive it, you're going to be cursed to come back here again and again. Or worse, they're going to take you to lower dimensions and they're going to drain all your energy. It's not going to be real fun. They're going to put you in a permanent state of misery. I mean, you pretty much are now on Terra right now because everything that's going on. Even though there are beautiful beings of light right above your head and they are trying to help right now. And some of us want our grandmamas back. We want them back. You don't deserve to have them, okay? Because none of you care, none of you believe it. You don't deserve. We want our grandmamas and our grandpapas and our brothers and our sisters. We want them back because they've been abused and mistreated. And I tell you what, there's a lot of us that know about it, and a lot of us are on the way. We have armadas of battleships. We're on the way. Don't you worry. We're coming to save you guys. I know a lot of you probably don't believe it, but it's true. We're up there. We're going to save you guys if they won't let you get away. We don't want you to be prisoners anymore. We just want my grandmama back. That's all I want. And I'm just here to tell you, I really feel bad for all you because you're so stupid. That you don't believe this is going on. You won't listen to us, and we're just telling you. It's the truth, but you don't care, do you?
Most people think that I come off arrogant and haughty, but I just tell them the truth. And because of that, that's the label they give you.
I want my grandmama back.
I am her grandmother.
I want my grandma back.
I'm an ancient soul.
Many of them miss her. We want her back. Oh, you have family members that miss you, and they want you back, but you don't know. They took all your memories. They keep doing it every time you come back here. And then they age you, they drain all your energy, they wipe your mind, they bring you back, and you're nothing but this big battery for them that has to recharge every life. Yeah. That's what they're doing to you, and we want to free you. That's worse than death.
It is.
You have to keep doing it over and over. It's not fair. Anyhow, I don't know. I know it's crazy. You probably think we're all nuts, but that's fine. You can think that. We just want to tell you that there's so much more out there for you, all of you. It's going to be beautiful. It's coming because I'm telling you, we're on our way, and we're sick of it. We're sick of it, too, because we see what's going on to our family down here. We love all of you. We want our family back, and I'm very upset today about this. I'm very upset about it. I miss all of you. I want to see Ryan. I can't wait to hug Grandmama. And I just miss it all so much. I'm sorry. I know I'm a big sissy. Oh, you're a dragon. I know I'm a big sissy.
You guys, dragons never died. They never went away. Some of the most ancient dragons now live on Femoria. You all know about some of their names, but you don't understand that they are eternal beings.
And they're good friends.
And they're our friends.
And they laugh and they joke together and they tell stories and they sing songs. Stephen A. Jones is humbled at the love of these draconic beings. And they're just a different type of soul. That's all it is. Why can't you believe these things? You need to understand this. Father created all kinds of beautiful beings.
He did.
And you think he only made humanoids?
There's one particular dragon that I have come to really love. Her name's Tia. She used to be known as Tiamat. And you can go look it up in legend if you want. Do you know that she teaches the babies and the young children on Femoria stories about their ancestry, about everything that they need to know to be good, strong beings in the universe, and she loves it. And you want to know, for the first time in centuries and thousands of years, she has a home.
Will you please explain to the audience that's listening what some of your biggest inspirations have been when it comes to artwork? Because Aradil has created some of the most amazing artwork. Where do you think these ideas come from?
Yeah, they come from who I was once. I carry the blue flame.
But so it's also the stories that
the
you hear.
Stories.
That
they're
these
not
beings,
stories, they're real things.
The That's stories that they tell us, the stories, because this is the way that real truth was told such a long time ago.
They tell through stories because it was the way they educated each other. These stories that were told on the Silk Roads in ancient Asia. They told the stories to pass on the information. It's all they had. But they also used the Fae. The Fae passed on information, and that became fairy tales because they inverted the truth when the Fae were used to carry messages from one kingdom to another. They used these little beings because they could fly and they had magical powers, and so they used them to get the messages to the next kingdom that they're about to be invaded, things like that. But you see, because they had to dumb you down, they couldn't have you know the truth.
And that's why they created something called a fairy tale.
Yeah.
I guess the very essence of... So if you're not inclined to believe what you're hearing, I can understand that, because we have been removed from our imagination purposely.
Yeah.
And it can only be used now as a child. And our own imagination has been twisted into... something called television and movies to hold us transfixed and spellbound while they control what the thoughts are that are going through our minds. And the reason that they do that is because when they show us these things, these movies, they can shape and mold reality, because we are in a matrix that was designed to allow us to create any reality that we want to live. And part of that gift that we had to use was imagination, so that we could imagine ourselves living in a particular way, living in a particular style. And all of this was done so that we could come to this planet and learn exactly where our position in the universe would be. We are here to be educated because we are creator gods and goddesses. And we were created for the purpose of exsanguinating the artificial dark intelligence that is destroying the multiverse. The multiverses. You wanted to know what your purpose was? You wanted to know why you were born, why you came here? You drew up a soul contract with Father, or against him. And that soul contract you have to fill and fulfill. And during the course of your life, certain things will happen to direct you in that direction so that you can fulfill your soul contract. Part of that contract is to give glory to Father, the grand creator of the multiverse, not the other religious constructs that exist. All the world's religions are essentially lies, yet they all contain modicums of truth in each and every one of them.
Yeah.
And all of them connect to lower dimensional energy, so that when you are practicing them, there is energy there that can allow you, under the right circumstances, to even perform miracles, because that's how they keep you hooked in the lower vibrational religions. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Yeah, and this is Stephen A. Jones again. Here at Spirit Airwaves, our main goal is to make you think about the possibilities of other dimensions, other realities, other worlds, and also we discuss all the current events that are going on and how the things that we tell you apply directly to those current events.
Yeah.
And Spirit Airwaves has been around for a while, but we are back on Blog Talk Radio, and this time we're here to stay because we know the importance of this information. And we were relying pretty much on YouTube and other places, but Blog Talk is a wonderful place. There's a lot of really good creative people here. There's a lot of people that are interested in what may be an expressive form of truth. And also for those that are interested in the direct truth, we don't pull punches. We tell you exactly what we perceive and what we understand to be the truth of this matrix and exactly what's going on and how we are all enslaved to this matrix and that dimensional beings rule over this planet. And if you cannot accept that, I understand that. I know that you probably are going to have problems accepting some part or even all of what we're saying because the information that we're providing to you is so obscure, so different. You could almost say it's the inversion of what the current reality is that you're living, which, by the way, also is an inversion. So an inversion of an inversion is probably right where you should be in the first place.
Interesting, though.
And with that thought, I would like to tell everyone thank you so very much for stopping by again at Spirit Airwaves. Please stop by whentheancientspeak.com. A mostly secure site. We say it's actually is secure, but you never know nowadays. Strange things happen, and you get hacked a lot because people get a little pissy when they start hearing you spread the truth a bit. But the good news is there are so many other things to explore this kind of information, and we truly hope to wake you up. We don't want you to be woke. We want you to be awake, and there's a big, big difference. So that's what we're trying to do today, and we hope that you'll tune in again in our next episode on Spirit Airwaves. Blessings to all of you. Bye-bye. Love and light. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. I'll talk to you later.